You're listening to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to Influencer Marketing for Destinations Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Last week, we talked about the differences between a creator and an influencer, and today, Carrie and I are going to talk about how platforms compensate creators and influencers.
This is such a hot topic these days, and creators and influencers are always wanting to know how to break into these platforms to get paid and how to get an invite. So today, we're lucky enough to have Jess with us, who's a former co-host of this podcast, and she has a lot of insider tips and information for us. So thanks for being with us today, Jess.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be back on the channel with you guys. I'm really excited to talk about this topic as I feel like it will benefit all creators listening.
Yeah, we're so happy that you would come back and visit with us. So could you tell us on which platforms you're currently being compensated?
Mm-hmm, of course. So the platforms that we are currently being compensated by the platform themselves is Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and Facebook.
So Jess, how did you get started earning money on these different platforms as a creator and influencer?
That is a fantastic question. Okay, so all of these platforms are a little bit different on their, I'm just going to call it their creator fund. Each one has their own lingo, but we're, for today's purposes, we'll just use the creator fund to generally talk about this topic. So most of these, you will have to be invited. So Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook directly will send you an invite, whether that be through, honestly, it's usually on the platform itself. So they're not going to send you an email. A notification will pop up while you're on their platform, and it will invite you to join the creator fund or the creator program, the bonus program, whatever they're calling it. So TikTok, in order to access their creator fund, what you'll need to be doing is you have to be based in the US, UK, France, Germany, Spain, or Italy. Those are the current countries that it's open to. The next thing that you'll have to do is you'll have to make sure you're 18 years old. They will not pay you unless you're over that age. The third thing is you have to have at least 10,000 followers. And the final thing, which can be kind of the most challenging thing, will be you have to have at least 100,000 video views in the last 30 days. So the ideal scenario is you meet the first two requirements just based on your location and age. You gain the 10,000 followers, and then shortly thereafter, you have a couple videos that go viral or viral-ish, I'll say, to get you up to that 100,000 video views. After you meet those requirements, you'll then be able to access the creator fund.
So Jess, one of the most important things as an influencer myself is to realize that those invites are going to come on the platform for the most part, because mm-hmm. there's so many people that are losing their accounts because they're clicking on links that are scammers, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's something that everybody should take away is make sure that when you do receive the invite, it's coming through the platform.
And exactly.
How long did it take you when you started TikTok to start earning money?
My account was kind of a fluke, I will say. I don't think this is a typical scenario. Uh-huh. We started an account, and within the first post or two, we had a video go viral. And so we were quickly able to reach that 10,000 follower mark, and then also that 100,000 views. While that is not typical, it definitely does happen. I'm proof of it. However, for more of a realistic standpoint, I would say give yourself up to 6 months. It could even be more, just depending on your audience, your niche, the type of videos that you're producing. So be patient and consistent with TikTok. TikTok is one of those platforms where they definitely value consistency and pushing out more content than typical. So give yourself some time, work to get those followers. And then once you do have those followers, that's when I would really focus on TikTok for the next 30 days. Push out as many videos as possible so you can reach that 100,000 views in order to get access to the Creator Fund.
Okay, perfect. Let's move to a different platform. I understand mm-hmm. that Pinterest, it's a little confusing for those of us out here who have tried to look into how to get involved with Pinterest and being paid. And you have some really good experience with that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So there are several platforms out there that connect brands with creators, right? We talked about Aspire, Activate. There's so many different brands. So there was actually a campaign on one of those platforms that I am signed up for that invited me to work directly with Pinterest on a one-off campaign. We did a one-off campaign. It was specialized on idea pins. They had a couple of requirements to meet, but basically I could create a couple different idea pins for them, post it on my channel, and that's the campaign, and that's how we got paid. Shortly thereafter, it was within the next month, their brand representative on that platform reached back out and invited us to the creator program. And also, this is not the only campaign that I've seen on Pinterest. In fact, I've seen many platforms like Activate and Aspire that are currently running programs with Pinterest right now. So what I would recommend doing to get Pinterest's, there's two different things that I would do. The first thing is, I guess the goal between these two things is get their attention. So the one thing you can do is sign up for one of these campaigns. They're paid campaigns with Pinterest, apply, get accepted, and do a great job creating these idea pins for them. The next way that you could do is just start creating idea pins on the platform themselves. I do know that Pinterest is monitoring all of the idea pins, and they're definitely looking for creators who are posting consistently on the platform. So those would be my two tips in order to get invited to the Pinterest Creator Fund.
Thank you. That's really helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I hope creators listening to this, I hope that definitely helps, because it's one of those programs that it is paying very well, but it definitely has the least amount of information out there.
Okay, so that's really cool. Can you tell us more about Instagram and how you got started earning money on that platform?
Mm-hmm, of course. I think it was October or November of last year, so 2021. I was scrolling on my Instagram app, and a little notification box popped up in the middle of my screen that says, hey, I don't know if it's like you've been invited or apply to get bonuses for the reels that you've been posting. So of course, I had just barely seen a video about another creator being invited. So I was like, yes, hurry. So I made sure to hurry and click on it and accept it. This actually happened within a week of, I have two separate Instagram accounts. So the bonus program, that little notification popped up within the same week on both of those different channels. But the way that it popped up was I was just on my main page, like on my profile page, and I was just scrolling, answering comments and things like that. And then that little notification box popped up. I will say, make sure that you are eligible for monetization. So an easy way to check that is on your Instagram profile, make sure your account is set up as a creator account. There's a couple different options, but you have to be a creator in order to get access to this bonus program. So the way that you can check it is if you're on your profile, you can click the top little right corner with the three little lines. And then you'll open up the settings tab and you'll see an icon that says creator. Once you go into that creator button, there is another button that will pop up if you have been accepted to the program that says bonuses. And that's where you click and you can see how much money you're making on a monthly basis. If you don't have the bonus option quite yet, it means you haven't been invited yet. A way that you can check to make sure you are eligible to receive the invite is to scroll down on that same settings page, click creator, and then hit monetization status. Everybody should have this monetization status button if you are a creator. If you click on that, a little box will pop up and tell you either yes, you are eligible for monetization, or either no, you're not eligible. So if you are, fantastic. Then you basically just have to wait for the invite at that point. It's so frustrating for a lot of creators as they are waiting for this invite and they don't know when they're going to get it back or get it for the very first time. But make sure you're eligible and make sure you're posting reels. Those are the top number two things that I would recommend doing in order to be invited to Instagram's bonus program.
Are there any other requirements such as age or followers, things like that, that you have to have?
Yeah, I don't know about the followers. They haven't said you have to have X amount of followers, so that's not a thing on theirs. However, if you do click on that same monetization status tab that I mentioned, they do have a link to like the partner monetization policies and the community guidelines. It's a long document. So I would make sure to review that. Make sure your account is in line with their partner policies and their community guidelines. So that's what I'd recommend doing.
And okay. Jess, I just wanted to add one thing. Instagram is always changing. And I have a friend who is a business account who just received an invite to be paid for their content not too long ago. So I'm not sure if that's something that's rolling out or something that's new, but maybe that's something we could keep our eye on and report back later.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I had not heard of that. When it first got put out, everybody was saying, no, you've got to be a creator because this is the creator account. But that's fantastic that they're rolling it out to businesses. I think that's even better too.
Yeah, and she has a larger account. So maybe I don't know. We'll have to watch that one and report back in a few months.
The funny thing about Instagram is they're not letting out any secrets about this, right? They have all of their basic documents, but they don't tell you like who they're inviting. They don't tell you the different standards. It's very secretive as of right now. So that's just something I would keep your eye on, continue to do quality work, consistently posting, and just keep an eye out for that bonus notification to pop up on your Instagram.
Okay, cool. It sounds like an exclusive society almost.
It shouldn't be, but sometimes it feels that way.
And so we've talked about three of them. What about Facebook? Are you earning money from Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Facebook is affiliated with Instagram. So if you're not currently cross-promoting your work to Facebook Reels, mind you, don't post it as a regular video, post it to Facebook Reels, you're missing out on another stream of income. So Facebook, I'll be honest, I have two different Facebook pages. Only one has been invited to the bonus program. I'm not sure why that one was, because of the fact that it doesn't have as many followers as my other page does. So I don't know exactly what they're looking for on that. Obviously, it's not the follower account, but you can get paid for Facebook as well if you are posting on their Reels program. And they do the same thing as Instagram. They pay per view.
Okay, so you mentioned on Facebook that you get paid per view. On Pinterest, how is it that you're paid?
Yeah, that's a great question. So all the top three platforms the first three that we mentioned, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, they will pay you per view. And each is set up in a different structure in accordance to that, but it is per view on your videos that you're posting. Pinterest, however, has a completely different model. So what Pinterest is doing is each month they release a set of, they call them like challenges. So you'll find them in the Creator Hub on Pinterest, and basically they have different challenges to try and target specific behaviors on Pinterest. So for example, one of the challenges, I'm pulling up my app right now so I can talk about the specific ones. This month they are rewarding content creation reward. They're paying out $1,300 for creating one idea pin each week in April. So all you have to do is make sure you're posting at least once a week in order to be eligible for that reward. Another one that they're doing is they're trying to promote saving your idea pins. And before we get into this, just note, these are not for regular Pinterest pins. This program is specifically for idea pins on Pinterest. So they're really trying to compete with all of the other video-based platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. So they're really trying to get creators on their platform to create videos in the form of Pinterest idea pins. Anyways, continuing forward, I just want to make sure it's clear that it's not just a regular Pinterest pin.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out, because when you were talking, I wasn't sure if it was a regular pin or if there was something special. So knowing that it's more of a video pin, it seems like all of the platforms are favoring videos these days. Mm-hmm. So that's helpful.
Good, good. Okay, yeah, I'm glad that was helpful then. Another thing that they're rewarding this month that they're targeting is trying to get people to save idea pins from creators. So one of the reward goals is you get $300 per idea pin with at least three saves. Another one is, another save goal is $150 per idea pin plus $50 per save on each pin. They have a couple other different goals for this month. But each month they roll out new goals that they're trying to target specific behaviors to. So I hope that is a little bit helpful with this program. It is still fairly new and it's being rolled out to creators on a monthly basis. But I kind of do like their structure a little bit more because it rewards consistency and not just viral videos. The one thing though I will say about the Pinterest program is that there is not a lot of support out there. Like Instagram, you have a way that you can support monetization or send support monetization request and get some feedback from them. Pinterest, there doesn't seem to be that right now. Also, just because you follow like the tasks and the bonuses, it is up to Pinterest themselves to approve the pins and award you that bonus. So I would say I have about right now, I would say about a 60% success rate is if I, you know, do all the things that they're asking, post the things, I can plan on receiving about 60% of the money that I hope to make on that platform. So just something to keep in mind as well.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, that wraps up this episode on how to make money and compensation as an influencer and content creator on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Pinterest. We learned a lot of great things from Jess, and we're so glad that she came back to share her tips and tricks for us. Thank you so much, Jess.
You are so welcome. I was really happy to chat all things about monetization on the platforms. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Another point is YouTube is a big moneymaker, and we know we did not talk about that in this episode. That's because we're saving that for its own episode in the future, so stay tuned.
We want to continue the conversation about this hot topic and all things influencer creator marketing. To keep the discussion going and stay up to date on the latest content, follow Influencer Marketing for Destinations, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. We would love to hear your thoughts and answer any questions. For transcripts with links, check our website at www.thedmpn.com.
This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Haynes and Carrie Ward and produced by Relic.